two customer service stories. Internet provider. I once signed up for a new internet service provider to host my blog and website. They were offering really cheap rates and were going to give me some more space, which I needed. Everything seemed to go quite smoothly, and within a couple of days my website was up and running on the new server. However, about a day after that, I got this call from someone in the sales department asking whether I was interested in video streaming for the site. I politely told them that I was all right for the moment, but if they wanted to send me through the information and price list by email, I'd think about it. The following day, someone from the customer service department called up and asked whether I was happy with the service. I told them I was, and then the day after that, someone else phoned up and asked me to rate the service on a scale of 1 to 10. I said it was a bit early to do that, as I hadn't been with them for long, and could they please stop calling me? Yes, of course, she said. But the following day, someone else called up from another department. In fact, for the next week or so, I got about 10 calls from different people in the company. Eventually, I asked to speak to the managing director and explain the problem. She apologized and promised that I wouldn't receive any more calls, which was great.
Restaurant. The other day, I went out to this restaurant with a friend. It wasn't that busy, and we were in a rush, so we were keen to get seated and served as quickly as possible. We waited a bit, but the waiter didn't come over, so we found a table ourselves. A few minutes later, there was still no sign of the waiter, so I started looking around, trying to catch his eye. But every time I seemed to be about to get his attention, he looked the other way. After another couple of minutes of that, we'd had enough, so we got up to leave. But just as we were about to go out the front door, the manager popped up out of nowhere and asked us what the problem was. We told him what had happened, and he went to get the waiter. Seconds later, there was a full-blown shouting match going on between them. Eventually, the waiter stormed off and the manager came back. I'm really sorry about that. He's a bit temperamental at times. If you say, we'd be happy to invite you to a free bottle of wine. Okay, we thought, so we went to sit down. A minute or so later, the waiter came over and threw a menu down on our table and mumbled, I'll be back. It was just incredible how rude he was. But it was also really funny to watch, like something out of a TV sitcom. Anyway, we enjoyed watching the world's rudest waiter, and the food was great. Of course, we never left a tip.